Howdy, I'm Magilla, this is Ogie.
Hey!
And you are listening to 555 Filk.
Can I have the gorilla?
No. he was always like, you can't buy a gorilla without a license.
That was the excuse, that was
sometimes.
Sometimes she couldn't afford them. You wanted
to sound like gorilla so bad. Mr. Peebles. What are we watching this week?
We watched The Babysitter.
As in Netflix's 2017 horror comedy, The Babysitter?
Yes.
As in directed by Mick G, The Babysitter?
Yes.
As in Supernatural and Chuck McGee.
He did Chuck, too?
Yeah, he's the best.
Oh, no wonder I love Chuck.
It's the best. I love this movie, and I hated the first 5 minutes, and I knew I was not going to enjoy this movie. And then it got going, and I loved it.
You hated the first 5 minutes?
I hated the beginning of this movie.
It was so fun.
Everything where we see him kind of, like, just getting picked on, all that jazz, I didn't need it.
I felt bad for that.
I didn't feel bad for that. It felt, like, over the top, just stupid. Like, I thought this was going to be, like, a ABC Family crap movie.
Oh, I really felt bad for him. I did not like the use of pussy, though. I didn't need that.
I thought it was funny that his mom was like, do you even know what that means? But then when he was like, I know it also means this, that's when I didn't like it. So when he just said it, I thought it was funny.
I thought that part was funny. Yeah. Not retarded.
We disagree completely. She's Australian. That's where I know her from. She is Australian.
Where else is she from?
I know her from Ash vs. the Evil Dead as the Australian girl with the cool accent. And she's in Monster Trucks.
Oh, I still have to see that movie.
It is just the correct kind of awful. It's like this kind of awful.
All right. I might dig it.
I text you and I was like, hey, you have to watch this movie. And it's ridiculous and it's hilarious. And just trust me, you need to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
So you start this movie. What are you thinking?
I was glad you told me it was a comedy. Because there are definitely parts where I'm like, okay, this is, like, if this wasn't supposed to be funny, this would really be stupid.
And there was times where I felt like they were trying to be, like, overly funny to where it kind of killed the joke
bit. A couple times I was like, all right, I didn't really need it to go that far.
Yeah.
Like, he shot me in the boob.
No, that was funny to me.
Really, the whole time?
That was hilarious to me.
It was funny for a while, and then it kept going.
It kept coming back, and it stayed funny to me. The subtitles on this, when dudes speak in Spanish, were hilarious.
Did not see that. I did not have the subtitles on.
No. Like, they put up subtitles when the dude is... Who was he talking to?
Who's speaking Spanish?
The black dude was speaking Spanish.
The kid? The 14-year-old?
No.
Oh.
The one who's in the group.
Yeah.
Okay, we're fast forwarding. We're fast forwarding too
fast.
I don't
remember that part at all. Maybe I was in the kitchen.
What?
I ran in the kitchen.
Oh my goodness! You missed out. There's an amazing translation in this, and I'm not going to ruin it because one, I can't say that word because of white people, and two, I think you need to rewatch that moment.
Okay, when was this?
It's right before they get shot. It's right when everything blows up.
Okay.
Let's back it up to the beginning of the movie. We meet this nerdy kid.
Yeah.
And he's picked on. Fine, I'm fine with it. And then
you're fine with him getting picked on?
I'm fine with it because he was annoying.
What?
He was annoying.
No.
Up until the babysitter comes over, he was annoying. And then I really liked those two together. When we first meet her with the one bully kid,
yeah.
Didn't care for it. I was just like, oh, she's going to be this character. But as soon as they're, like, on their own doing their thing, love it.
I love the two of them together. It's
for real.
So fun. It makes me wish I had a babysitter like that. Not the whole satanic cult, but...
Nah, I'm fine with it.
Of course you are.
You know what? There was a spot where... What was it? Where he was in the pool and she was about to get in the pool. And I was like, oh, she knows what she's doing. But I don't feel like she did fully. Like, I don't feel like she was... Not teasing, but I don't think she was, like, trying to draw attention, whatever.
No, I don't think she was.
But I think for a moment it was shot that way. The end.
But I think it's because they're trying to shoot it from his angle
right.
on the pool.
Right. No, and I get that, but I'm saying, like, yeah, barely.
But he's 12, so.
Right. But, like, I get that, but I'm saying, like, for a moment, like, I was waiting for it to show, like, a close-up of her glancing and then being like, I know you're looking, kind of a thing, and I'm glad they didn't do that because that would have ruined her character for me.
Mm-hmm.
How old was the babysitter? Because this kid's, like, old enough to drive.
I say she has to be somewhere between 17 and 18 because I think she's still in high school with the rest of the kids.
Okay.
And she's got her license, but she doesn't seem like she just got her license. She definitely seems older.
I was figuring she's, like, either a senior to maybe she's in, like, her first couple years of college.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that kid's driving. Okay, you never had a babysitter or you did have babysitters?
I had a babysitter, but...
When did that stop?
So by 14, which is what I thought how old this kid was up until, like, the very end when he says he's 12.
Oh, he's 12?
He's 12. Yeah, I thought he was 14, like the other kid, like the bullies.
But why are they trying to teach him how to drive? He should be afraid to drive. He's 12.
Yeah. I thought he was 14. So that made more sense when he was...
I was like 14, 15, which is what also made it really weird that he had a babysitter. Well, now I'm mad at his parents for trying to make him drive.
Right.
Like, legit. Like, he's 12. He should be terrified of driving.
I mean, I was pretty nervous to drive at 15.
Yeah.
Let alone 12. I had no business.
When I saw the dude playing the dad in this, I was like, oh, this movie is going to be garbage.
You don't like him?
I'm fine with him in TV.
Okay.
Every movie he's ever been on, it's like... And some of them, it's the garbage that I love. Bad Milo is a terrible, terrible movie. Don't ever watch it. You'll hate it. But he's in it, and for what it is, it works. But if you're not exactly ready for that movie, you're going to hate it. And I thought this was going to be the same case. I thought this was going to be, like, completely different from what it was, and I don't know. This could have been, like, a Rubber Monster movie and would have been terrible.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought he was good.
That's what I'm saying. I liked him in this.
I liked him for the parts that he was. I think the parts with his parents kind of explain why he's such a baby.
Yeah.
Like, they really baby him.
And so that wife, she looks like another actress that I always think is her. They're the same woman. I swear they're the same woman.
I think
woman.
I know what you're talking about. I just don't know either of their names. Well, it's, going back to, like, how old you were when you didn't need a babysitter anymore, by 13, I was babysitting.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like a freshman in high school, that's their first job is go babysit.
Yeah.
And then this kid's got a babysitter. And I know they say, like, well, don't you think he's a little old for a babysitter? But I also get, like, his babysitter's pretty good looking.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
And, like, I can see having a babysitter on the weekend. Like, a weekend trip. That makes sense to me. If that's all she is. It's like, hey, we're going away for the weekend. Because, I mean,
okay,
who leaves a 12-year-old?
Like, if we're going for the evening, whatever.
Right, right.
Is this the first time she drugged him?
No.
You don't think so?
No, this is not the first time she drugged
him. But he seemed like... surprised that she was going to give him a couple shots.
Did he?
Did he not?
He didn't seem surprised. He said, hey, can I have a shot before I... So maybe it was the first time she's put it in alcohol, but I'm sure she's drugged him before.
Well, no, what I'm saying is...
Because she said he's perfect. So clearly she's used his blood for something and gotten what she wanted or whoever it was that she was helping wanted.
So the way... Okay. So out of the group she's got with her, mm-hmm. I assumed she's the only one who's done this before.
Sonya.
Maybe her too.
I think she was either in the last group or whatever. She knows what's going on, for sure. And
but this is why I think this is the first time her drugging him. I don't think she's ever done this in this town kind of thing. I think she does it and then moves on, because she said she was going to kill the kid.
No, she wasn't.
She was. Until she ended up liking him, she was totally going to kill the kid, because he was like, am I the first kid?
No, she uses him until she can't use him anymore. Then she kills the kid. But not right away.
I feel like she's
until he's not innocent anymore. Or she gets found out. Then she leaves. She definitely wasn't going to kill him. She liked him. She gets attached to...
No, and I get that.
Her kids.
But I'm saying, like, okay, so I definitely feel like... well, maybe I just need to rewatch again. But I felt like this was the first time of him drinking an actual shot. Like, the booze with her or whatever.
Okay.
Because he was like, well, don't tell your parents or whatever. And he was just like, are you seriously going to let me or whatever? And then he hurries up and drinks it while she's gone because he's so excited. Come on now.
Right.
I don't know.
I'm surprised she didn't see that he didn't take it. Like
yeah, that moment was bad.
Or like the plant's not fizzing because it's got some other chemical in it besides just alcohol.
Right.
Because this is a cheesy comedy.
That would have been the way to do it, is for them to pour it in, whatever, and then have her notice it, like, notice that rather than that he was awake.
Yeah.
I didn't like how heavy they were on, like, the he doesn't like needles thing.
Really?
Yeah. Like, at the doctor part. The part in the room was funny, but the doctor part was no bueno.
It was a little ridiculous.
That's what I just said. We agree on
that.
But
it was funny.
No, I am agreeing.
Poor kid doesn't like needles.
You know who doesn't like needles?
Hmm.
People who get taken by satanic cults led by their babysitter. I didn't care for Sonya.
What?
Not even a little bit.
I like her.
No, I didn't.
I loved her in Pitch Perfect, and then to actually hear her talk in this was pretty great.
I don't know her from Pitch Perfect, because I don't know Pitch Perfect.
You've seen Pitch Perfect, because you like Anna Kendrick.
I like Anna Kendrick.
Mm-hmm. She's the quiet one. She's quieter than me.
I've legit never seen Pitch Perfect.
You have.
I saw, like, the first 10 minutes of one of them, and I was like, oh, wow, I don't care for this fat Amy person at all that you people all love, and she's just awful, and why is she in movies? You know what? Melanie was absolutely adorable, and I like that they let her be adorable without trying to make her, like,
up until
anything else.
The very end.
Yeah.
Because she just seemed like you know, a little schoolgirl. And then at the very end, she was way pretty, and it was almost too much.
When they start talking about how her dad's off with a Protestant, that's my favorite thing. Like, I wanted that joke to keep coming back, that they were just like, yeah, so you're a Protestant, because my parents are paying you to entertain me. You're a Protestant. No, that's a prostitute. You got your words wrong.
I didn't care for how, like, pervy she was for 12, like, as a girl.
No, there's definitely girl pervs out there. And I think that her acting as pervy as she is, as opposed to him as Cole being, like, super, not repressed, but something.
Yeah.
I feel like that was a good match for a movie. Because it's usually the guy that's just like, oh, I'm totally going to make out with this girl, or all the boys at the beginning of the movie are talking about it. I think it was a good match.
Okay.
When she kissed Samuel at the party,
mm-hmm.
How much of that were you expecting? The last kiss?
What do you mean? Like the knives or what?
The knives.
I was not expecting the knives.
So
I was not expecting her to be the one killing people.
I told you don't read the thing. Just watch. Just turn the movie on.
It's like I knew she was going to be a part of the cult, but I didn't realize she was going to be leading the cult or killing people. Like, I thought maybe some shred of goodness will shine through her through this movie, and there
I thought she was going to be like, no, you know what, never mind, we can't do this because I like this kid, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And instead it was just like, we'll take a little bit of blood, it's fine.
We really need a little bit. That's
right,
why
right.
They keep them alive.
Right.
They need one human sacrifice.
Meh.
And then a little bit of blood from the innocent.
Dude, when she stabbed that dude in the head, though.
I was not expecting it through the head when I saw the knives. Like, the neck, in the back, like, through the skull? Are you serious?
I was expecting in the back or belly. And she, okay, so we're getting a look from Elsa. This girl kisses this dude. They're playing, like, spin the bottle. Or no, they're playing truth or dare. And they're
spin
like, kiss
bottle,
everyone in the room.
Truth, yeah.
And what's she kisses this dude who they never met. He's like, I'm not really into this. And she kisses him and two swords, like, right in there. We're saying knives, but they're like, a knife.
Yep. It was a satanic cult.
I get the point of it. I get the point of it, but she kissed Allison for way too long. While we're on this.
Really?
Yeah.
That made you uncomfortable?
It made me uncomfortable. It made me uncomfortable because there's like a whole room of people here. If you guys are into each other, go be into each other in another room. You cousin
perverts.
Didn't
really seem like they were actually into each other. It was more like they were putting on a
No, show. Allison was into it. I do dig the
I love, right, what happened right after that.
The black dude?
Yeah.
That's what I was just going to say. So, he's like, chapsticking it up.
Yeah.
Getting all Carmexed, and he gets his face licked. And I feel like that's...
It was hilarious.
I think he would have been cooler with it, though, that character, than the way it was written. If he's, like, being that perverted, he'll be fine with getting his face licked. He went back
he
and forth from being really funny to me, and then... Like, less funny. But, man,
really?
When he was funny, he was really funny.
From what I remember, he was really funny.
He was really funny. When Nick, what's the big dude, the guy you know from...
I don't know his name in this.
His name is Max, and you know him from Max.
His name is Max?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, so Max.
When he's chasing the kid down, we're jumping ahead. This is... Bye, Elsa.
See you guys.
Bye, Elsa.
We're jumping ahead to after the kid is, like... caught. So they take his blood, they do the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
When he's chasing him down, he's like, you need to stand up to that bully, man.
Right. Like, they totally take a section and goes, no, you can let him disrespect you like that?
I love it so much.
And make him go confront the kid, and he goes, well, next time.
You try to kick him in the ear.
Yeah. Well, next time. But, like, he says, well, next time. But there's not going to be a next time, because he's going to kill
that's
him.
That's what I'm saying. Like, like they all stop
what?
And care about this kid that they're going to kill. I love it.
Except for Sonya. Sonya didn't care.
Yeah, she didn't care.
She's coming at him with a knife.
He starts complimenting Allison. No, you're beautiful. You're so talented.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's going to want me if I got shot in the boob? I don't remember Louis.
Oh,
who was this?
Gosh.
Who's Louis? Or Luis?
Oh, he
Maybe
was the long-haired. Oh, no. That's the long-haired bully. Maybe he's the other bully.
Okay. That dude is 40.
Yeah, they definitely look too old to be high schoolers. And I don't know if that was on purpose or not.
I thought the nurse was going to be in the movie more just because of how much he did not look like a school nurse.
He looked like he was from, like, the CDC or something.
Yeah. It says right here, he's from the gang-ridden streets of the south side of Chicago. He totally had problems with gangs. Holy buckets. And now he's a school nurse. Yeah.
I mean the character.
The actor.
The actor? Oh, okay.
That's crazy. So this girl, B, the babysitter, mm-hmm. I know her from nothing but awesome, terrible movies. Monster Trucks, Mayhem, she's on Ash vs. the Evil Dead, where she's, like, just the one with the accent, whatever. And that's fine, because she's Australian, I think it was.
Yeah.
But we're on this movie. So mm-hmm. I was like, oh my goodness, they have, like, such a cute little back and forth, her and this kid. And then we see her with the people, and I'm like, oh, okay, never mind, she's that person. And then once she, like, went a little bit crazy,
mm-hmm.
oh, that's why. She's kind of hot right there.
So you like this kind of crazy?
Yeah, I'm fine with
it. I was wondering that
yeah.
when this started. I was like, I'm going to have to ask him.
I'll tell you, it was, like, not right when the stab happened, but then when she was, like, so calm, and she was like, you guys are freaking out. That's the moment. But I don't find her, like, there's a picture of her right there. I mean, she's a pretty girl. That's
she's
fine.
She's cute.
No crush on her.
All right.
But then we come, like, right here where she's, like, the crazy babysitter. Oh, there it is. It's crazy.
I crazy do love, in the eyes, you're like?
They, I guess. They had this kid, like, tied up, and they were, like, talking to him, whatever, and yeah. I love
that they caught him with the knife. Like, we can't see yeah, him in the mirror.
And look at him. He's cutting faster. He's still cutting, you guys. I do like that they just made fun of the kid. But, like, I felt like they didn't bully him, at least. Like, they're going to kill him. But they made fun of him without being bullyish, I guess.
I don't know. That was kind of mean.
No,
but they're going to kill him, so maybe that's why.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, I mean, I feel like they picked on him as an equal the same way they... Why is that guy's shirt off?
that was my first thought.
Funny.
It was like, why is his shirt off? And then the kid says him, thank you. Or what was it when it flashes, what the fuck? And like, that was out of my mouth, and then it was on the screen.
Those were hilarious. Whoever decided to put all the graphics on the screen was hilarious.
Loved it. That yeah. was great.
There was one when he's getting all his MacGyver stuff ready. I dug this movie. I was really ready for it to be like a solid 3 out of like 10. And it was all right. I dug this movie.
I really liked it.
He kicked that dude in the dick. And then he's like, you missed. And he's like, no, I didn't. And then he insulted him and hurt his feelings. And I was like, that's a perfect little moment. Like, that could have been so spoiled. And they did it right. And still, nobody's answering. Why is that guy's shirt off?
I love that, like, B's advice came back to him at
yeah.
that moment. That was pretty funny. And it almost works. If, you know, the guy wasn't 30.
And I love it so much. So, like, okay, one, the guy's 30. He does trip him. He does kick him while he's down, whatever. But to me, okay, that's funny. But then the interaction right after, where the guy's like, you attacked me, bro. Like, I don't know. I love this stupid movie.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm mad I was not how much expecting, I like this movie.
The psycho character of Max, like... He was all down for killing anybody and everything.
Oh, yeah.
was not ready for that.
I was almost ready for him to be like, whoa, you guys, I don't want to hurt a kid, and have him be that character, and then...
He was not. I mean, he was going to strangle him up until he was getting his house egged.
I dug the... That's funny, too. That, like, that's what stops him from killing the kid is, wait, you're just going to let your house get egged? I knew the crawl space was going to come back, but I was fine with it. I thought the spider was going to play a bigger thing.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to get down there
bit.
And a spider would get on him and he
it
would
was
just start
on him.
Screaming.
Did you see it?
Right, right.
Oh, my gosh.
But I thought that's what was going to, like, let everyone know he was down there.
Okay. I thought her getting blown up under there was pretty
that
funny.
That was pretty great. Him going over there,
like,
and drilling
he blew
it
her
shut.
Up. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, cool, man.
Or whatever he said. He was like, oh, all right, that's, you know, good job.
This movie's ridiculous.
Like,
that's exactly
like, do you
what
want me to give
too.
You a head start?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and that's what I'm saying. I feel like they were going to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
But they treated him almost like an equal, which was nice.
Mm-hmm.
What was his name? Ben, I think. John. How did John die? I don't remember him dying.
John ran up the stairs after Cole, and then he slipped on one of Cole's race cars that he had out that his mom told him to pick him up.
That annoyed the hell out of me when she said to pick up the toys. And, like, I get they were setting up so we know that they're there.
Yeah.
But he picked up one. Oh, fuck you.
I know. He only picked up one. I was like,
little piece of shit.
Can't pick up all your toys.
This is why you get bullied. You're an asshole.
Mm-hmm. No. so he totally falls off the stair rail.
That's right.
And then lands through whatever award is at the bottom of the stairs and stabs him right through the neck.
He's like, Bella Thorne, why do I know her name?
Disney Channel.
Oh,
she's done a whole
right.
bunch
you
of other stuff.
She's on The Duff.
The Duff. Great movie. She's really kind of
she
finding
her own
space.
She was Cora on Ratchet and Clank?
I'm not familiar with that one.
I think you would find Ratchet and Clank really slow because you would be correct. She's in everything.
Mm-hmm. She's good. I like her.
I don't know her from anything, I don't think.
Nadav. And this. You'll start seeing her name now.
Yeah. Was that Werner, or no, Bader Meinhof phenomenon? Phenomenon. I for sure don't know this girl.
All right.
That's crazy. Well, good for her.
Mm-hmm. And isn't she... what's that scary TV series with Emma Roberts?
Ooh, American Horror Story.
Yeah, but the other one. They do another one.
Scream Queens.
Yeah, isn't she in Scream Queens?
Which one?
Bella. I know Emma Roberts is in it.
Emma Roberts is an angel. She was on Scream, the show.
Oh, okay, maybe not. But I've only seen a little bit of it.
This show looks ridiculous. Jamie Lee Curtis is in it. Once upon a time, I thought she was a dude. Jamie Lee Curtis, that is. Not Emma Roberts. She's an angel.
It's not a dude?
Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yeah.
No. She's the girl from Halloween 1, 2,
oh, 7,
and
9, sister?
I think. Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that was her name. Okay.
True story. And she's on True Lies. And that's the one that everyone was like, oh my God, she's so hot. And I was like, oh, are you guys sure she's not a dude? The end. So yeah. They were going to call her an ambulance or whatever. When they call the cops, and the cops like runs in and gets his face shot, and then they're like, what's the code? I love that moment too. Like him knowing the police codes, and then him being like, tell him there's a 1053. And they're like, wait a minute. So they shouldn't have said he turns his head when he's lying. They should have let us figure out then. So have it happen a couple times, and then her actually call him out later.
Okay.
But I still dug it.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
I like that part. It was absolutely ridiculous that they got killed so quickly. He was coming by a bunch of teenagers.
So I mean, it's almost like, the cops?
Yeah.
I thought you were saying when he's taking out all the cultists, whatever they are. It was like Home Alone with devil worshippers.
Yeah.
That's what this movie is.
It reminded me of And Then There Were None. Because it was just like one by one, they were gone. Except for Bella, who didn't die.
It was all like completely different the way they were killing everyone too, though.
Yeah.
So he blew that girl up.
I'm surprised the rest of the house didn't catch on fire though.
Yeah. This felt so. Do you know who Joe Dante is?
No.
This felt like a missing Joe Dante movie. Like he did Gremlins. He did what is it? Burying the Ex. Where a guy's girlfriend comes back as a zombie. It's on Netflix and it's fantastic.
Might be watching that.
It's definitely like a romantic comedy with zombies in it, rather than a zombie movie that happens to be a romantic comedy.
I think I like that. I'm going to have to check that out.
And it has that girl with the eyes.
Oh, okay. The silver ones?
Yep.
All right.
Okay, Joe Dante. Small Soldiers? Do you know that one?
That's the one with the...
Army toys versus like...
Yes, okay, I have seen that one. Love that movie.
How about The Hole?
Not seen The Hole.
Looney Tunes back in action.
Yes.
What else do you know, John Tate? The Burbs? Not The Birds?
I've not seen The Burbs.
The Burbs is so good. It's probably in my top five.
All right.
Explorers?
Mm-mm.
Joe Dante's a genius. Truly.
From what I've seen, I like.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder, now I'm going to have to rewatch this, because I don't remember seeing Dick Miller in this. Oh, it's not a Joe Dante movie.
It's not a Joe Dante movie, but it reminds you of it.
Yeah.
So what makes it similar?
Tone. So, it's definitely silly, and it's definitely got, some moments that, if it happened to you, it'd be so scary, but, they don't do it in a way that makes it, a horror movie, I guess?
Right.
So it's a comedy with elements of horror rather than a horror movie that's funny.
Okay. Yep, I can see that.
I dig it. The Burbs is so good. I was so ready to hate this stupid movie and be like, well, Netflix, look what you did. You made a crappy little, comedy movie or whatever, and it was so funny.
And then I liked it, and I was waiting for you to tell me, you're stupid, what? This movie was bad. And I liked it.
Which surprised me. No, I thought this was fantastic. I love this stupid movie.
So what did you think when B is chasing Cole and the other girl through her house? With a shotgun.
When she came in the door, so he's like, your door a lock, right? Right then, I was like, she's going to shoot this girl. This girl's going to get shot. She might not die, but she's going to get shot. And then...
And this door automatically locks when it closes, unless you're
I've never had that. Maybe his parents have it that way because they're that kid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Helicopter parents.
Yeah.
Real bad, too.
No wonder he gets picked on.
When she came in that door, though, and she was like, here's Johnny, that big here's Johnny moment.
Yeah.
That's what, like, the peak of me having a crush on her. Like, legit, her coming in that door with that shotgun and be like, come here, you little bastard, who I happen to think is fantastic.
I'm not going to kill you. I wasn't shooting at you, I was shooting around you.
Yeah, I was
hoping you'd put your hands up.
And I feel like she's telling the truth, but at the same time, that does not mean it makes sense.
It's a little bit of crazy.
Yeah. But, like, legit, when she's standing in that door, that's the peak of crush on her. It's so good. And then dude steals the car. He's burning out for, like, 10 minutes. But I'm fine with it. I can get over it. But, like, I was not expecting him to actually run her down. Like, I expected him to hit her. But, like, her, like, hit the hood and go over and then be, like, down. Broken leg or whatever. And he can stand over being, like, saying whatever the big ending line is going to be. But he, like, ran her into the house.
It was great. She's so focused on her book.
It was annoyingly fantastic.
I love that he ran her down. That was great to me. Like, did the barrel roll that he was talking about earlier and just hits the house.
But not even ran her down. He ran her into the house.
She was already in the house.
Right. But like,
he takes the car through the front porch.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, how do you explain that to your parents?
Like,
he's lucky he's 12. Because any other story like this.
Is he going to jail?
Because he's 12, no. But if he was any, like, 14 or older, like, how likely do you believe this kid who gets picked on and bullied...
This is a shooting story.
Takes out five people.
Two more years. This is a shooting story.
Yeah.
I do think... Okay, so dude wakes up, and he's going to tell his parents, yeah, she tried to drug me, but it didn't work because I poured it down the drain. And then, like, her friends showed up, and they were into a cult, and they killed the cops, and they're, like, going to keep going through all this stuff, and nobody's going to believe this kid, and he is going to prison.
Yeah.
He's going to be, like, Hannibal Lecter tied up.
I mean, the one kid's body's in the garage, so maybe they believe him?
Forget even that.
Maybe
he went out there. He was hiding, like, with him.
I know.
His fingerprints are going to be on everything.
I know.
This kid is going to prison.
I think because he's 12. No. But I love that the final line was like, I don't need a babysitter anymore.
So, stupid kid. Like, he can't handle anything on his own. He's just like, I think I can handle it. Because I'm a man now. I do think that they could have made this kid, like, terribly annoying. And they didn't do it. They didn't let him be, like, super cocky or whatever. And I dug that. I still can't get over the, like, especially that one dude coming back and be like, no, get over here. Tell him the thing. Like, that kind of stuff is what makes me love this movie.
It was so ridiculous. I loved it.
If that the bully kid would have actually tried to help him out even a little bit, I would have hated it.
Really?
I would have hated that moment. Because, like, he's like, that guy's trying to kill me, I'm serious. And then he's just like, yeah, okay, well, I'll deal with it. Like, I'm fine with that. But if he would have tried to help, no me gusta.
I think that would have been kind of a funny scene to have him and the two other bullies come help him.
If that happens, I need those bullies to get, like, maybe let's not kill them. Because they're kids,
no.
I guess. But I want them taken out
they
in one
justice.
Way or another.
They get their justice for being a bully. Not death, but knocked out.
A little bit of death. A
little
bit of death
arms,
never hurt anybody. But, like,
fall out the window, you know.
Something. I loved this movie.
It was great. I think after Hocus Pocus, this is my favorite Halloween,
like,
movie.
Especially for a seasonal movie, this is all right.
This is great.
And I do wish the only way this could have been any better if it was closer to Halloween. Like, he's staying home with a babysitter because his parents are going to a Halloween party, whatever, and he's scared of trick-or-treating. Like, that's the only way this could have been better. Because that would have him running out screaming and nobody believing him.
But then there's also a ton of witnesses with kids trick-or-treating and everything.
No, you just turn the lights off.
But it was after 10:30, so I guess not anyway.
That too. But it would have been good. So they'd be like, oh, it's just another prank call. So, like, one cop comes out to check it out. That would have worked. I think that this movie's fantastic. The only way they could have made this a better movie with this same movie is have it on Halloween night.
It would definitely be interesting to see.
And then that's why they're doing the big satanic thing, because
it's
Halloween.
Yeah,
because
it's Halloween.
Where are you on this, man?
I don't know, maybe somebody's got the rights to that lockdown.
I'm making a movie. I just came up with a movie. What do you think? Rate this, mother?
Yeah. So 4 out of 5 eggshells to the face. I love this movie.
I think I'm going 4 out of 5 as well. I think I'm going 4 why has nobody still answered me on why that dude has his shirt off? Like, seriously, why is he shirtless? He's just standing there, no shirt,
well, staring at me
in my house. Out of five. I dug this movie.
It's so good. It was worth watching.
Yeah.
It was pleasantly surprised.
I'm really happy I turned this on. Good job, Netflix.
I love what they've been coming out with. They're great.
Since we're doing a Halloween-ish movie, how about we give away a horror movie? I don't know what it'll be yet, but we'll give away a horror movie. How about that?
Sounds good.
So shoot us something. Let us know what you thought of this movie. Let us know if you're just like, no, you guys are dumb. This movie sucked. That kid had it coming. That guy's shirt needed to be off. Whatever. Whatever we got wrong, correct us. And get yourself a Halloween movie. And on that note, go filk yourself.
As you filk.